Ross Tucker sitting down with us, one of the radio.com football insiders, just like my partner, Channing Crowder. Ross Tucker, though, is an Ivy Leaguer. You, a couple seasons at Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't exactly put together a ton of credits.
I have 36 credits.
He spent seven seasons in the NFL, Ross Tucker did, and now he runs a media empire, which you can see for yourself at rostucker.com. He's also the host of Home and Home every weekday morning with Dave Briggs on the radio.com app. And I know Crowder's gone on the show before.
Yeah, but here's the thing about Crowder. I never knew his name was Randolph.
Randolph?
That is amazing.
Come on, Ross. Don't tell the world that.
Dude, number one, okay?
He's very erudite.
Number one, you should have gone to the Ivy League school. Randolph.
Randolph. Secondly, Channing Crowder is an Ivy League.
Is that your middle name, Channing?
Yeah, it's my middle
okay.
name.
Okay, secondly, what's up with Mortimer? I haven't talked to Mortimer in a long time. How's he Mortimer?
Because a karate man brews on the inside.
Yeah. Oh, thank Ron. Let me be making some money. I go with Randolph. A business meeting,
dude,
I'll be Randolph.
I love that movie.
Oh, one of the best. Trading Places, one of the best.
That is an unbelievable. And I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so like it's a Philly-based movie. That movie is so fun. I still have buddies when they see each other. They'll say, looking good.
Looking good, Randolph.
Looking good,
Billy
Ray. Feeling good, Billy Ray.
I love that. Karate Man brews on the inside.
Unbelievable movie.
Ross Tucker, if you follow him on social media, he loves press box food. He loves chronicling they offer in different press boxes, which is my wheelhouse. I love stuff like that. You know, I'm always talking about food. In fact, Darren Vell is going to come on with us tomorrow. He loves chronicling food as well. And you saw that we had a cookie here on the table.
Yeah.
Where's the best press box food that you have experienced this season?
So I usually say Lambeau because they have so many awesome options. The best salad bar in the league. They always have the
salad bar.
Oh, a legit salad
for the
bar.
Media.
Yes.
Huh.
And then they have mac and cheese. They call pack and cheese. Very clever. They have pulled pork. By the way, a little life hack here. What you do when there's pulled pork and mac and cheese, okay, you get a whole plate of pulled pork. And then you put the mac and cheese on top of the pulled pork, almost like a condiment, and then mix it up.
And I can use mac and cheese as
a
condiment.
I would say two-thirds pork, one-third mac and cheese, and you put it together, it's awesome. But when you go to the Packers game, okay, the games are noon there, right? Central time zone. You get there right at 9, you get an omelet. They have an omelet station. Get a nice omelet for you at
the
like
media
9.
Gets an omelet station.
Omelet station. Wow. 9 o'clock omelet station, okay? Then you go down the field, you talk to some guys, blah, blah, blah. You come back at like 11:30, almost before kickoff, you get the pack and cheese and the salad. Delicious.
I mean, we're fighting for a scrap of cookie here.
They have us on the South Beach diet right now.
At halftime.
It's implemented by them.
Yes.
Dude, at halftime, two brats in 12 minutes. One with the bun, both with spicy mustard. One without the bun because I don't need those extra carbs. I'm crazy
but
healthy.
You look very fit. How are you eating
I work
all
out
this?
Like twice a day. Oh, it's awful. Okay. So anyway, dude, but here's the thing. This is why the Niners are in the Super Bowl. I was on the sideline for their conference championship game. They had the most unbelievable taco bar. They had
a
big
taco bar.
Taco bar.
For the media.
Chicken.
Make yourself.
Chicken and steak. No, but it was a carving station next to the taco bar. So they were slicing it up and then putting it on the tacos, a million toppings. They had these unbelievable It's It. Never heard of them. Like It's It like ice cream cookie sandwiches that were so good. Here's the clincher, though. I'm on the sideline all game. I go inside the whatever. I'm interviewing guys. You know, I'm in the red carpet or whatever, inside the ropes, which, by the way, I never got there. Like, that is so cool, dude. Like, to be in there when all the guys are, like, hugging, and it's like, it's a really, really cool place to be there. It makes me jealous, but also cool to experience that. I go back up to the press box. Not only do they still have the ice cream sandwiches and pizza, they have Anchor Steam beer on ice in the press box after the game. Okay.
So celebratory drinks for the media.
For the media. I have to take the red eye back to Philly. Okay. I'm taking the rental car back to the airport. I had three Anchor Steam in 8.5 minutes. It was, I was so excited. It was like eighth grade. Parents left the house, dig up the warm Zima. We are on the deck. Don't turn the lights
Zima.
On. Do you love Zima still?
Oh, man. I was the first. When I got to UF, the first six-pack anybody ever brought. I didn't drink in high school. The first six-pack anybody ever brought to the dorm was a pack of Zima.
Okay, so first of all, that's just bad parenting that you didn't drink in high school.
Didn't
my mom. What are you talking about? I mean, I distinctly remember eighth grade, okay? Summer after eighth grade. We were almost freshmen. We got somebody's older brother to get us like a case of Zima. And I knew my parents were going away. So when they were away, we went and we buried it in my backyard, like in the woods, okay? And my parents are gone. We finally go back to my house on Friday night. We go, we dig it up, and we are on the back deck drinking piss warm Zima. Drinking and thinking, this is living.
This is the life.
This is the life.
This is the life.
We made it. We have made it.
Look at us.
Piss warm Zima. The reality though is, even back then, you know, the girls wouldn't drink regular beer. So you had to get Zima so that the girls had something that they would enjoy drinking. I didn't even know they still made Zima. Do you, like, buy Zima?
A listener texted us and said they found Zima somewhere.
Yeah, they
brought it
back
out about a year ago.
Like, on a limited basis.
Yeah. Zima is like
it's not that
I don't have a problem with Zima. No, I haven't had it in a while.
It's Bartles and James. It's a
It's alcohol Sprite.
Yeah.
Yes. It's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the end of the world.
And I like the way you think, because I didn't buy drinks that I liked. I bought drinks that women liked, and I would just drink whatever was there.
Dude, I distinctly remember, like, 9th and 10th grade. Think about this now. It's like 10:30. Everybody has to be home by 11 or whatever. I would go around. As my buddies, we would drink all the floaters. Think about how gross that is. Think about.
And you ended up in the Ivy League.
Think about the diseases and the sicknesses that we acquired drinking floaters. But the girls would only drink half a can, and then they'd go get another one. So we're like, we're not wasting this. That's back when you'd pump the keg and foam would be coming out, and you'd be like, that's alcohol in it. Drink the foam. Don't let the foam go. That foam has alcohol in it.
That's why you got to get the beer pong and the bong and then go on to get the tunnel.
You mentioned Princeton, okay? This is no joke. My first official visit was to Princeton.
Don't tell me they can party in the Ivy League.
Oh, yeah. My first official visit to Princeton. I play a basketball game that night, drive to Princeton with my family. I get there, and my host is like, Ross, do a funnel, do a beer bong, right? And I had never done one in my life. Even though we drank a lot, I had never even seen it. I'm like, okay. I go like this. Pour it all over me. I didn't know, like, to really open my throat, right? Yeah. All over me. I'm like, oh, great. I changed my shirt. Like, try it again. Like, no, you can't drink it, dude. You just have to open your throat.
Let it flow.
And let it go. So the next time I do it, I'm like, I do it? And I'm like, I got it. Yes. So then, like, we're about to go out to the street, it's called, where all the eating clubs are. Long story. But that's where all the parties are. And he's like, do one more. I'm like, okay. He's like, look at that girl over there. There was, like, a girl, like, outside. So I look over. He poured two shots of Everclear grain alcohol.
Oy.
I'm 17 in my funnel, and I did another beer bong. Everclear grain alcohol has no flavor. There was beer in it, so I had no idea. I mean, I was rocked that night. But think about this. You know, your parents send you on an official visit to Princeton. They would think of all places, right, that this might be somewhere where the host would actually be responsible.
Right, you figured you'd be playing Boggle.
What if I was some kid that had never drank before? You know what I mean? Like, that could have been real bad. Real bad. Thankfully, I was a big meatball who drank a lot, and I was okay. Because if I had been some kid that never drank before, I would have been hurting. The funniest part of the story, so I ended up passing out, like, 1 a.m. or whatever, and on a couch like this. And, like, 2:30 in the morning, they come over. They shake me like, Ross, Coach Tosh is here. That was the head coach. Coach Tosh, I was still like, Coach? Coach? He wasn't there. I was still in the dorm. It was unbelievable.
You want to talk about liquor and a beer bong quickly. When I was in Florida, I went to the frat row, and they did that to me. They'll put the three beers in there, and then they'll pour Jack Daniels in there. And you
on your visit, or as
this
a,
one, I was already there, but okay. I never beer bonged before. Yeah, so yeah. I do a little bong. I end up doing three of them. So that's six shots, nine beers, and it was like 20 minutes. And I'm the big dude, so I want to be tough.
Yeah.
I don't remember getting back to the dorms. My scooter ended up in the bushes, and I called a girl over to meet me at the dorm. But now I pass out. So she thought it was cute to get in the bed and just snuggle up there with me while I'm passed out in the bed. The bladder was full, and the mattress was plastic. So I let it go. I peed all over the bed, Ross, and she had on all white, and all her white clothes was soaked in pee. It was the craziest thing in the world. Her name was Shanika. She didn't like me after that.
You know what? I may have done that 2 to 18 times in my career.
I try to tell y'all, man, ain't nothing wrong with peeing in the bed.
I've got two buddies that they're in triple digits. They're in triple digits. There's no question.
Yeah.
I got two buddies that, like, we would tell them, like, dude, you're going to wet the bed tonight. Like, you got to go pee again. You got to do something. I'm fine. No, I won't. I'm fine. No, I won't. And
well,
that would happen.
I will tell you that I just did it right now, but I'm 50 and incontinent. So I don't know if it's the exact same thing, but I want to feel like one of the fellas here. So I'm drinking the Sierra Miss Zero, wetting myself, and just chalking it up to incontinence.
Caffeine-free Sierra Miss Zero, huh?
Listen, they're not doing it exactly Lambo style here out by the media set. Like, there's nothing going on here. I mean, you're talking about packing cheese, and I'm drinking a Sierra Miss Zero.
Dude, I got to tell you, like, well, I don't even want to get into it because it'll sound like I'm complaining. But we're, like, on an island here at the convention center. There's nowhere to go purchase food within 3/4 of a mile.
I would say out of all the stuff that they've done here, because Miami, I think, puts together a great Super Bowl week, but the actual Radio Row catering has been woefully under par.
Check my social, at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter and Instagram, both days at 3 p.m., they've put out 20 cookies, 2 things of chips. Today, there was 34 people in line at 2:54 a.m.
I mean, radio people, PM, radio people, when there's free food around.
6 minutes before they even took the plastic covering off, there was a line of 30-some people that I documented on my social media. Hilarious.
I mean, make it happen, Ross. Like, you're a guy, you're a mover and a shaker.
Dude, I thought my tweet yesterday would shame them into something better.
Right.
It didn't work. I'll say this, though. Can I just say something? In all sincerity, I've got a business mind, right? Like, I'm literally here primarily promoting myfrontpagestory.com, which is, by the way, the best Valentine's Day gift ever. So that's why I've been doing all the Radio Row hits. I don't understand why some Miami restaurants aren't bringing food to the Miami Super Bowl celebration aspect up here.
Right.
You want to talk about free pub. Dude, like in Minnesota, they had the donut company brought donuts every morning. All we did was talk about how good the donuts were on the radio.
Yeah.
You have hundreds of media outlets, Chicago, whatever. Everyone is here, and you can have them all talking about your food without paying any advertising money. Just give them some free product, and everybody will bring. Who's the best empanada company around here?
Pana Empanada.
Yeah, bring them over. Pana, bring them over, dude. I will. First of all, I'll eat a bunch. Secondly, we'll be talking about, we love Miami. We love Pana Empanada. I'm going to get these boxed up and sent home. I don't know if they ship. You know, seriously, like, where's the marketing guy here?
Where's Joe Stone Crab? Where's the tray of stone crabs?
Yes.
From Joe's.
You can't sell. You can't give them away now.
They probably.
$30 per claw.
Yeah, and not only that, they, like, certain places.
They don't need help.
It. Yeah, certain places don't need it. But other places, especially if they're trying to grow, right, or especially if they're like a national thing, why not?
What Ross Tucker is with us. What's the website? I didn't know that you were promoting something. What is the My
Front
Page?
I'll give you one. Myfrontpagestory.com. You guys don't technically need to plug it for me because I'm getting paid for this.
I would like to.
But yeah, you can. It's a buddy of mine that invented it. It's literally, you talk to a writer for 10 minutes about your wife, significant other, whoever, and they write the most unbelievable story about them. And then it's framed like it's on the cover of the Miami Herald, right? And you have it out, and you give it to her.
What if I need more than 10 minutes for all the complaints?
Very good.
I don't think I can fit
very
them all
good.
In 10 minutes.
No,
can
very
you?
Good. No, but imagine. No.
Tip of the iceberg.
But in all sincerity, imagine handing it to her and saying, hey, babe, I want to do something special for you this year. So I had a story written about you for Valentine's Day. I had a story written about you. That's the best line any guy can ever say. Myfrontpagestory.com. And then when they actually read it and it, like, looks like it's on the paper and it says, I just don't tell her enough how much I appreciate everything she does for the family and the kids. She'll cry, dude. She will cry. Because it's one thing when you say, babe, I love you. Babe, I appreciate you. When it looks like it's actually like in a real story that somebody wrote and it's a quote from you, said Randolph Crowder about his wife.
Randolph.
You know what?
Hey, man, how many kids you got?
Two little girls.
Because you, boy, you got some game.
He can
just
throw it down,
from the drinks
right?
to now you talking, man. Yeah, you don't have no trouble with the women well, back in the day. I see your wedding ring, so back in
yes,
the day.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what I do here? You guys like this?
Yeah, so what is that?
Ivy
That's
League,
Princeton.
Ivy League championship ring. But, there's always the guys here that have their Super Bowl rings, you know what I mean? And I get jealous. So I wear this, and I learned, A, it's a good talking point, and B, if I just, like, move my hand fast enough and they know I played for the Patriots – they think I won a Super Bowl with the Patriots. I did not.
It's a good move.
The only playoff game I ever played in, 05 Patriots in Denver, divisional round, was the first playoff game Brady ever lost. He was 10-0 until I got on the field.
Good for you. We appreciate that. Here in Miami,
hey,
we appreciate that.
You're not buying that he would actually come here, are you? You're
no, not to Miami.
That's a real possibility.
Chargers, I could see being a possibility.
There's some people that say Miami. I doubt that.
I don't think he fits with what they want to do right now either.
And I talk about this with that Brady thing. I think Brady would be miserable at another organization because he's seen that structure of New England. You were up there. He saw that, and now he's going to go with some coach that really doesn't know. He's doing paint by numbers when Belichick was doing chemistry on another team.
Yeah. Although they're already putting out there that they want him to decide before free agency starts March 16th, they have squeezed him so many times in so many ways. I would, if I were him, part of me would want to just say, I'm out of here, guys.
Right, but then you find out maybe the grass isn't greener on the other side. No. That happened down here, I believe, with Dwayne Wade and the Heat.
To go be 3-13 in L.A. with the Chargers. Like,
but
you know what
why
I'm
do you think that would happen? Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Hunter Henry on offense. They would have to invest in the offensive line. Defensively, you got Joey Bosa. You've got Melvin Ingram. Derwin James. I mean, they got some dudes. Plus, the main reason why I think he's still playing is the whole TB12 thing. Because he's going to make hundreds of millions of dollars from that when it's over, right? What better place to do that than Southern California, L.A.? Are you kidding me?
I mean, it makes sense.
The population, how much those people love health and health food and stuff like that, to me it's a no-brainer.
But in a prime Philip Rivers couldn't win in San Diego with this organization. Now a washed-up washed-up. Some people get upset. An older Brady's now going to go win with that same organization.
I think that's a fair critique. And my answer would be, I think he's got almost as good of a shot there as he does New England, unless New England is able to get a tight end, is able to get another receiver. I mean, New England needs a lot. Their O-line coach, Skarnecki, had just retired again an hour ago. That's a problem for Brady, bro. I'm just telling you right now, like, I'm not saying that's going to sway things, but Brady knows what it was like. Those 2 years, Scar was not the O-line coach.
Ross Tucker, you can see him on radio.com, Home and Home every morning. Check out rostucker.com and the podcast and myfrontpagestory.com. Make your wife love you again.
Dude,
Ross
you guys,
Tucker can
what?
Make it happen.
This was awesome. I cannot believe we talked about warm Zima and funnels. I'm ready to come on anytime you guys ever want me. That was amazing.
I think we did. I think we did revelatory radio here. I think we're up for a Marconi Award.
That's the
award
sports
after this
content
one.
That people come to this station for.
Totally agree, 100%. In fact, I think we talked a little too much sports at the end. To be quite honest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.